It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Additive Solutions, Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Welcome. 107.5 FM. Always remember, you can always give us a call at 367-1240. Apologies for those trying to listen on the TuneIn app via their smartphone. Seems like we're still having some issues. Thanks, Phil Streva, again, for letting me know. Remember, you can tune in via your laptop, www.kane1240.com. Simply ask Alexa, play Kane 1240. So Turbo,
yes sir, got some hot news. Couple items. Let's see if you will bring them up this morning. I'm gonna throw one at you.
So, Texas, Oklahoma.
That's the first one. That's gonna be interesting. What happens?
Yes. Now, of course. Well, to get back, if you haven't heard this, it is rumored, but it's more than a rumor. When you have all of these ADs and Mr. Sankey, don't call him Stanky.
Stinky?
Making non-denial denials that Texas and Oklahoma, not that the SEC has approached Texas and Oklahoma, but that Texas and Oklahoma have approached the SEC.
I think so.
Via a story broken by the Houston Chronicle. So we're not talking about the National Enquirer here. We're talking the Houston Chronicle.
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know.
Yes. That Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC. Now, this is nothing that could happen quickly. We've got television contracts, supposedly. The Big 12 has contracts through
2025. Yeah, 24, 25.
Yeah, yes. So, this, but talk, like it was said yesterday, in the SEC media days, when any story usurps Nick Saban Day. They call it Nick Saban Day at SEC media.
Nick Saban Day. Okay.
When Alabama's up, it's Nick Saban Day. And when any time that guy says anything, the world stops and listens. Whether you want to listen to get ticked off or whether you want to listen to worship or just listen, it is what it is.
Sure.
You either love the guy or you love to hate the guy. But this, I don't know if I like this or not. This goes back to the whole NIL and the disintegration of the NCAA. It goes back to it. If you are, think about it, Kansas and Baylor, Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Texas Tech, West Virginia, which are the rest of the schools in the Big 12, which is really 10. Okay. You are left with a conference that is, I'm going to say it, it's barely Power 5 now.
This is true. Kansas is about the only thing in basketball keeping.
Yeah, well, Kansas
together.
And Baylor. You know, Baylor as of late. I mean, Oklahoma State, and again, because of T. Boone's pickings, his money that got them in the arms race 10, 15 years ago. TCU, solid. But, Lord, this is interesting. The other thing is when you look at alignment, if you take Missouri and put them where they're supposed to be, now you have it sets up very easily 8-8 with LSU, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M. On one side, in Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. There's a distinct line that would run up the border of Mississippi, Alabama, take a slight left and go up the borders of Tennessee and Kentucky that would very logically split both sides. Does it look like we have a caller?
It does.
It do. Let's go. You're on the line. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that's To disconnect.
Disconnect. All right. Call us back. So, interesting. Also interesting. Pretty much every coach slash athletic director has dodged this question, except for one. Texas A&M's athletic director, Ross Bjork. I'm assuming B-J-O-R-K. It's got to be Bjork.
Yeah, Bjorn Bjork.
Yeah, Bjork. The Scandinavian silent J, which is more like a Y.
Yeah. They can't get rid of Texas.
A&M says they would vehemently object.
And I don't know if one black ball can keep you out of this.
No, it can't. I checked into it. I've done my due diligence this morning.
Okay, good.
3/4 vote can get anybody in.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So I'm thinking about trying to get in the SEC. I think I can get three out of four votes.
That's a business line. So that's probably where they wanted to call to start with.
Got it. So 3/4 majority. Right now, what you have 14 teams. So you need a 3/4 out of that.
What do you think LSU thinks about Texas and Oklahoma moving in? Just
I would think they would say yes.
You know, Texas has their own network with ESPN.
Yeah.
They do $30 million a year like Notre Dame with NBC. Yeah.
But it has been stated in the articles that I've read that it still might be worth their while. This is the deal. The SEC has taken on such a life of its own. And just with the dominance and everything that's happened, the money, everything that's rolling in. And let's go back. If you're the Pac-12 or the Big Ten, you are freaking out right now.
Yes, they are.
You are freaking the heck out. You are about to really get kicked down a notch.
Yeah, ACC, other than Clemson and occasionally Florida State, Miami.
Because look at it. Okay, let's just say that you're an A&M fan several years back that you're a glass half-empty person. Oh, why are we getting in the SEC? The SEC's too strong. You know, why would we go pick on these bullies? Guess what? A&M is now a national contender. A&M's facilities are through the roof. Because A&M's making money that they never thought they could make.
$40 million a year.
Since they got into the SEC. They can go get coaches. They can get whoever they want.
$75 million, Jimbo.
I go back. How many times have I said? And again, this is capitalism at its finest. The question is, does capitalism belong in college athletics? That's where you have to. If you are a true capitalist, okay, you ask yourself the question, does capitalism belong in college athletics, in the NCAA? Because this is capitalism at its finest. This is the way it works. And, of course, when people do well, it trickles down. I mean, it's called trickle-down economics, but it does work. When big guys are doing well, they're hiring people. And everything gets better. But I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The second this NIL thing came out, the second the NCAA started deregulating, the rich are going to get richer. And everybody's going to – the rest of them going to have to deal with the scraps.
Yep. Or they got to play catch-up.
Well, this is the deal, though. So I don't think any of the small folks are going to get hammered by this at all. What it is, though, it's all these big boys. Some of the big boys are going to get hurt. And again, when the big boys that are going to get hurt with this type of realignment are the Ohio States, the Michigans, the USCs, the UCLAs.
Yeah, the West Coast and Northern team, sure.
The Clemsons, though.
Yeah, it's going to hurt Clemson.
And directly, no, but indirectly, the stronger the SEC gets. And what's going to eventually – we know it's coming. I will predict that before the year 2050, that's a long time from now. Hopefully I'll be alive.
We'll see.
I don't think you will, Turbo. Just saying.
Yeah, you're right. My genes, it's going against me.
That there will be 20-plus teams in a college football playoff. I just think it's coming.
I think it's at least.
I think 16 is right around the corner.
Yeah, I'd agree with that too. Yeah.
I think 16 is right around the corner. And when you do start having these super conferences, you cannot just say, oh, well, yeah, we're going to only take one or two from each, you know.
I think it's going to be 16 teams to the 12 conferences now and four at-large teams.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Man. This is the other thing. The bowls have been such a roadblock for the playoffs. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
They've been a roadblock.
Too many bowls, too.
But wouldn't you say that due to the entire world, the entire NCAA, totally changing its thinking in regarding the whole NIL, regarding professionalism, that now's the time when people are going to start saying, well, yeah, we're not going to do it this way just because it's always been done that way. Because, in the words of the great Bob Dylan, times are a-changing.
Oh, adaptability is the key word here.
Yes, yes, yes. These are crazy times. That it will be looked back in history 100 years from now upon this time is a crazy. They'll give it some type of name, you know, like the Industrial Revolution was given a name, and the Tech Revolution, and all these different things. The Renaissance was given a name. There will be a name given.
The Middle Ages were given a name too.
The Dark Ages. That's when they burned everything, right?
Yeah. The plague and everything.
Well, the Rome and all that stuff.
Cholera.
Monks started writing stuff down. Actually, when I was in Disney, I did the in Epcot. You go through the history of the world. It was pretty interesting stuff. So, man, this whole realignment, it's hard to wrap your brain around a conference.
You know when it really started, though, when Oklahoma and Georgia sued the NCAA on television rights back in the early 80s, and they won.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Because then all of a sudden, now the SEC had its own network, which was CBS.
Well, I mean, LSU went to Tiger Vision.
Yep.
You know, you couldn't appear on the regionals or national broadcast more than three times a year.
Correct.
That's it.
Which changed recruiting forever.
Oh, yeah.
Now a kid in New Orleans could identify with University of Miami. And I'm saying that particularly because Schnellenberger, way back when, that was one of his first – when Miami and some of these Florida schools just started poaching New Orleans when LSU was not the LSU that it was going to become.
That's right.
They just started poaching the heck out of New Orleans.
And they did.
And just grabbing
Nebraska, kids. Too, for that matter.
But again, before – the U could be on TV umpteen times a year. That kid from inner city New Orleans, they didn't know who the U was. They got to see him on TV a couple of times a year.
And they were a mediocre football team.
And then all of a sudden, boom, they get good. You're watching ESPN, and you can watch them anytime you want.
That's right.
Just loaded with games, loaded with teams. So, woof. We got the Sun Belt Media Day coming up, and we'll be able to talk at length. Remember, I will not be here tomorrow. I'll be out. But we will be back Monday tomorrow. The Hunting and Fishing Show is definitely still on at 7:15 with Ricky Watkins along with Turbo. Talk some fishing. I will be starting Saturday. I don't know if I'm doing any fishing, it'll be off the wharf. I'll be at Sycamore Point this weekend.
Okay.
Listen
to us, and we'll tell you what you need to throw to catch your specks.
Gotcha. Off the wharf? You think I can catch a speck off the wharf?
Yeah.
Is the water salty right now?
Yeah, but it's a little warm. It's probably 84, 85 degrees. You can go swimming. Can you find some clear water there off the Poverty Row area? There's a possibility.
Yeah, we'll see. But we'll definitely throw some crab nets out there.
Oh, yeah.
See what we can do. And I do think the rest of the crew, they're going to have multitudes of boats out there. They're going to be going fishing in the morning. I'll stay home.
It's kind of one of the last weekends, too, before the kids head back to school.
I'll be the camp maid. I won't use the other term that we use when a bunch of guys go. You got to have one guy that he's the cook. you know, keep things clean. And I'm going to be that person. I'm just, I don't know. When I fish, I like to just fish close to home. They're going to be heading out. And don't get me wrong, they won't be going out in deep water. They'll probably be heading up a trash pile.
Yeah. You might be able to find some shark bayou, catching redfish. You got to go a little further.
That trash pile, that's right outside the pass, right?
Yeah. Well, that, and you got to remember, too, Marsh Island, you need to go out to through the Southwest Pass to get some cleaner water, too.
Yeah.
The Worm up in that area.
Exactly. Have been to the Worm. Tim LeBlanc and I have been to the Worm trying to catch some fish. Trying was the operative word. All right. We're going to come back. We're going to talk just kind of a hodgepodge of a few things that's going on. One of the greatest, most accomplished coaches in history.
That's number two for me.
Yeah, he's facing some health issues and a few other things that we're going to talk about. Have some fun here on this beautiful Thursday. 60% chance today, but then it seems like in the next several days we're going to get back in at least the more typical weather pattern.
Yeah, the 90
of 30,
degrees.
You know, 30% in the afternoon, scattered showers. Looking forward to that because, Lord, no matter where you go, I've spent some time in Lake Charles this week, and just that's all. Everybody's just got this look on their face like, when's it going to stop raining, man?
It's true.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM. Remember, give us a call, 367-1240. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to hear from our sponsors right now. Be back in a sec.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Gene and Bubba. Friday, it's the Swampland Revival Band. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And Sunday, it's Tommy G and Freddie. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation.
Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on with Bayou Sports.
What's up, Coach? This is Phil Streva. How you been?
I'm doing quite well, Phil Streva. Great to hear from you, pal.
Yeah, man, I just, you know, I want to ask your opinion. I can't listen in because TuneIn's not working. But, what's going on with college football, man? I mean, the NIL is crazy enough, and now Oklahoma and Texas, that blows me away.
Well, we were talking about that in the first segment, and Phil, like I was saying before, most of us out here, you know, America, it's a capitalist society, okay, and it's all about how can you get whatever you can do to legally to make your state better. Okay,
right.
Your situation. The question is now is, should the NCAA be part of that and the athlete be part of that capitalist society? Okay, are they removed from that? And the deal is that now with the NIL, it has been strongly stated that the lines of professionalism relative to amateurism, they're basically now gone. We talked yesterday about Bryce Young, a quarterback who is not yet to take a starting snap for the University of Alabama, has already lined up near seven figures. Seven. Count them, seven. Okay?
Man. Yeah.
And money. And now, again, people are going to stay ahead of this. Like I said, the great minds are going to stay ahead of this. Nick Saban, I knew, was going to be one of the first guys to show people and take advantage of this. Well, now Texas and Oklahoma – and again, I'm not saying this is directly related to the NIL deal, but I think it's indirectly related, that everybody's seeing right now that the rich are going to get richer. And Texas and Oklahoma are a part of an okay conference, but Texas and Oklahoma, let me use a rock and roll analogy here.
Amen.
Texas and Oklahoma are the Glenn Frey and Don Henley of the Eagles if the Eagles were the Pac-12. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
So if Glenn Frey and Don Henley left the Eagles to start a new band, you could have called them the Schmuck Brothers, and you'd have bought their album, right? Phil, you there?
Yeah. Phil still with us?
Phil, you there?
Hello?
Hey,
yeah,
Phil.
We thought we lost you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So all I'm saying is that Texas and Oklahoma, they can pick up, you know, take it wherever they want to go. Phil, what do you think the ACC's thinking about this? These other conferences, they got to be losing their minds.
Well, yeah. The thing is, if that happens, the SEC is the only relevant conference. You know, I mean, the Pac-12 can always come up, and the ACC has Clemson.
And you got the Big Ten, of course, Ohio State, Michigan. You know, you don't think Michigan can stay down forever.
Right. But still, it's too strong. I mean, you know, and I'm an SEC guy. I love the SEC. But I don't want this. I want to play Texas as a Big 12 SEC matchup. I want to play Ohio State as a Big 10 matchup. But what's going to happen is the Big 10 is going to try to recruit the rest of the Big 12. You know, the ACC's, I mean, everybody's going to have 16, 20 teams. It's just going to be
It's going to be a free-for-all. That's why, again, with the decentralization, if you want to call it, of the NCAA, things are just going to have – they're going to have to start – these college presidents, because they're the ones that have to make these decisions, which is kind of a shame. It's the same thing with the LHSA, and you got a bunch of principals. I didn't want to say a certain gender, because some of that gender does actually – they may have played sports.
The word might be nerds.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. You got a bunch of academics, let's say, a bunch of academics up there making decisions, okay, for the future of, you know, high school athletes. But these NCAA presidents are going to have to get together as things unfold and rethink how things work. As we said, but you'd have loved it again, another rock and roll analogy. I said, hey, in the words of Bob Dylan, times are a-changing.
Boy, it's changing fast, too. And,
Phil, this is the
wild. Regulation's not a pretty word, but man, they need to regulate something.
I don't know. And you know what? No, there's no doubt that regulation has to be a part of your world. I mean, anybody that thinks that things don't need to be regulated – again, getting off track, we talk about the men that build America and all the trust. You can't have people that are monopolies. That's where government does have to step in. I tell you, Phil, it's this whole when the whole NIL thing came up, and I'm beating a dead horse because we talk about it over and over here. I'm just like, woohoo! They are about to open up that bag of worms. It's a bag of Wolverines, man, is what
Pandora's box is what we're opening.
I mean, it's crazy. And the thing is that nobody knows the rules right now. So guess what?
Right.
You can't break a rule when there isn't a rule. So
there's no rules.
Anybody that's smart is out there, and they're going to push these limits, man. They're just going to push the heck out of them.
There was an old axiom when I was growing up that you don't hear anymore because of the time changing, but I can remember hearing he made it before taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Can the big boys take
advantage and jump ahead. But again, Phil, what my biggest concern is I think that there's going to end up – this is my prediction, and I don't know how quickly this is going to happen. This is going to really it's going to put the group of five conferences at such a disadvantage relative to the others. I really do believe, and I think this would be good for football, and you know what? I might have some Cajuns fans that want to shoot me for this. But let's face it. If the Cajuns go undefeated and they still don't have a shot at the top four, they need to be playing it. We need to have separate leagues. We need to have a Super League. We need to have – do you follow what I'm saying?
No, I actually agree with you.
That's not American. That's un-American the way the system's set up right now.
I'm sorry, Phil, but it was kind of like that 50 years ago. Yeah.
The Raging Cajuns, if they get an NCAA basketball tournament, guess what? They got a shot at winning a national championship.
Absolutely.
A legitimate
shot,
and deservedly so. But in college football, in the landscape of college football right now, okay, they are not given a legitimate shot. Because let's say they do run the table, beat the heck out of Texas, run the table. Well, the only way they get in the Final Four is if some real – you've got to almost have a bunch of teams with two losses that the Cajuns are that they're going to usurp, that they're going to pass. Because a one-loss Alabama, a one-loss Clemson – a one-loss Ohio State, you know, you can go through them, USC, whoever. They are going to make it ahead of them, and that's not fair. So if that's not going to happen, then why are you playing for the same title as those other guys?
No, I agree with you, Brent. I think this should be a mid-major title or call it a group of five, I don't know, and then a big box. I don't know what to call it, but yeah, there should be two national championships.
And I get and I get the argument against it, Phil, because then it lessens the group of five. I get the argument, and you know what? If somebody would argue that point, I would understand where they're coming from. I have empathy for that argument. I understand it.
But you know, if you have a Cajuns that go 12-0, and they're in the top 10, you know, maybe they could choose to be in the big playoff. You know, that you could have a,
Well, my deal, Phil, is if they do expand to 16 or even possibly 24,
right?
All right, and have play-in games, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm a believer in that. Have some play-in games, all right?
Yeah.
Then now you got a shot. You got a fair
right.
shot. So, to me, you got to do that or you split them up.
Yeah.
But you got to give those guys a fair shot. You got the group of five should be represented, in my opinion, by at least two teams every year in some type of playoff situation.
I agree.
I'm sorry. I hate to get sanctimonious here, but it's unflipping American, okay, to keep the little guy out.
Especially when the Sun Belt goes 3-0 against the Big 12 in the first week of the season.
Yep.
I mean, that doesn't tell you right there that they deserve a shot. So
totally agree. All right, Phil. All right, I appreciate you calling in.
All right, man. Have
a great
day,
brother.
All right, man.
Always fun to talk to my old high school buddy.
Stat man,
my former center. Shotgun snap with the best of them.
That's right.
Didn't block many people.
They have a quote out there on him.
Old Jerry Streamer. Phil might be small, but he's slow.
That's right.
I love Phil. I love Jerry. All right, just real quick before we go to a break. So Deion Sanders storms out of his press conference with, I guess it's still the SWAC? Is it the Southwest Athletic Conference?
It is. And he's at where, Jackson State?
Yes. He storms out because a female reporter, and not that it matters that it was a female, it has nothing to do, refused to call him coach. She called him Deion. And he swore that if he was Nick Saban, she wouldn't call him Nick. Now, this woman supposedly has proof that she does call these coaches by their first name, which I do think is in my opinion, I wouldn't call them by their first name. I'd call them coach. Coach Saban, coach whoever, Coach Sweeney. Just my personal opinion. But anyway, Deion storms out because she called him Deion. Nick Saban was actually even asked about this, and he said, well, you just need to figure out your own parameters, coaches. You know, but he kind of did take up for Deion's saying, to kind of paraphrase, that you should kind of dictate what you want to be called. But I don't know. Deion needs to understand something. As an NFL player, he deserves all the accolades.
Oh, yes.
Everything, because he deserved it, because he was prime time.
No, he showed it.
He was prime time. He was the Muhammad Ali of football.
Pretty much.
Okay, he was prime time. He's arguably the greatest lockdown corner of all time. And when you add the fact that he's one of the top returners of all time, and then you throw in the fact that he played some receiver, yes, and great. But let me tell you something, Deion. As a college football coach, you ain't nobody.
You got to earn it.
Let me tell you something, Hoss. Come down here and let's pick teams, some even teams, and I'll put you across the field for me, and I guarantee you, I'll spot you 14. And you bring your money, I'll bring mine. Now, I can't match yours, but I'll bring all I got.
You can write a check.
I could get some backers, though. I could get some financial backing on that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, interesting. And he's going to be his second year at Jackson State this
correct.
Year. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. Already had his huge fiasco where he swore all his stuff was stolen.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which he's airing his dirty laundry, basically saying that he can't trust his players. Well, then he backtracked to saying, oh, it wasn't stolen, it was misplaced. No, what ended up happening is one of your players stole your stuff, but you don't want it out there. You couldn't figure out that you don't need to air your dirty laundry, okay? And that, because you don't want recruits finding out that people steal stuff at Jackson State, okay? He's got a lot to learn. Giannis, the Greek freak, Antetokounmpo?
That's close enough.
He's becoming more and more my favorite basketball player of all time, because do you want to know how he celebrated the win the other night to be the NBA champions. First time since 1971 the Milwaukee Bucks have won a championship.
He drank Red Bull?
Nope. He got him a 50-piece chicken nugget from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
Along with a half Sprite, half lemonade.
32 ounce?
Yes, a big one.
A big one.
And that's how he celebrated. Some kids saw him going through the drive-thru. They going berserk. He's got the MVP trophy in his vehicle. He rolled down the window, high-fives him, lets him touch the trophy. I love this dude.
That's great for those kids, man.
I love this
stories to tell for the rest of their lives. I'm sure the iPhones and the Androids are snapping away.
Oh, a 50-piece chicken nugget from Chick-fil-A. And look, Chick-fil-A's got some good chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a white meat guy. And so I typically stay away from nuggets, but, man.
So leg and thigh, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm a leg and thigh guy.
I hear you.
Big time. Pull, man. Give me some good boneless thighs and
chicken stewie's your man, huh?
Oh, no doubt. And to finish off this segment on a very somber note, the 91-year-old Bobby Bowden, such an icon in the profession. Not only him, it's sired Terry Bowden, Tommy Bowden. Tommy, of course, went 11-0.
Well, that's right. Chris won the last game.
Yes. Went 11-0.
At all places, Tulane.
At Tulane. Ended up at Clemson. Didn't do quite as well.
Yeah.
Dabo ended up taking over for him. And now, Terry, who is the now head coach of ULM.
And this is first or second year at ULM?
First.
Okay.
He has not coached a game there yet.
Okay.
He has been diagnosed with a terminal illness that has not been determined. I know he knows it, but we don't know. 91 years old, but it's came out in the paper this morning.
Two national championships.
Yeah, so we wish Bobby Bowden all the best. Class act. He played a great opposite to Steve Spurrier in the Florida Wars.
Yeah, Free Shoes University.
You know, because Bobby – look, Bobby came – Bobby's a lot like Dabo, and we're going to talk about Dabo when we come back. God-fearing guy. I'm not going to question all that, but, you know, Bobby wasn't as squeaky clean as, you know. I mean, Bobby recruited some dudes.
Oh, yes. He had his share.
Yeah, some dudes. So, and he allowed some things to happen. That, you know, if you look at it, yeah, you give kids second chances. Sometimes third, sometimes fourth, you know. He was definitely considered a player's coach.
Oh, yes.
Let's put it that way. So we wish the Bowden family all the best from Bayou Sports. We're going to move on. We'll be right back. We're gonna talk a report that came out on 247 about the whole Taysom Hill-Winston quarterback race. And also, Jeff just passed on an article that I hadn't seen. It's a comment that Dabo Swinney evidently gave during maybe the ACC media days or prior to it that I just find to be one of the ballsiest comments I've ever heard. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and fire watch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbour's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel, Grubbs, and Dalbour. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Make the easy drive to Arsenault Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Join us Thursday for Gene and Bubba. Friday, it's the Swampland Revival Band. Saturday, the 80s Experience. And Sunday, it's Tommy G and Freddie. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right. Before we get to the Taysom Hill famous Jameis talk, as we were talking earlier about college and playoffs, and I'm sorry, I got Boxcar just sent me a text. If I called the show and called you Brent, would you storm out? Boxcar, I've been called a lot of stuff in my life.
A lot worse than that, too.
All right. So Jeff just gave me an article that blows me away. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a Dabo Swinney fan. I've become less of a fan since I've gotten some inside info on his just recruiting. Everybody knows it, or a lot of people know that one of my good friends is at Newman, and my buddy's dealing with a firestorm right now of just dealing with Little Arch. And he's not a fan of Dabo. I'm not saying Little Arch. I'm just saying that people in general in recruiting. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of the guy.
Well, the stories, I bet you he could tell.
Yes. Well, Dabo, evidently, I don't know if the guy was smoking crack the other day when he said this, because this comes off so crappy. When asked about a 12-team playoff, I'm going to go ahead and read it because I do not want to misspeak here. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Sweeney, they call him Sweeney, but it is an I. So, but
is that the reporter calling him Sweeney?
You can call me Jay or you can call me Ray. Sweeney said he doesn't support a 12-team field, which is fine. I have no problem with that. Our team wasn't for it. They don't want to play more games. And to be honest with you, I don't think there's 12 teams good enough. Says the guy from a conference that really stinks. All right, Dabo, go put yourself in a conference when the U was the U and when Florida State was Florida State.
That's right.
Heck, when... Well, West Virginia's not in it anymore.
But Virginia Tech. Yeah,
when Michael Vick was at Virginia, I'm sorry, man. That is, to me, that is just poor. That is bad form for that guy to say that. You know, and he sits there and he just hides behind his sanctimonious talk and all of these different things. And I'm sorry. I hate to be the cynic, but I question the guy's genuineness. I just question it.
I can't believe he'd say something like that. Not 12 teams good enough.
Not 12 teams good enough. I tell you what, Dabo, take Clemson over the past several years, put him in the SEC, and I'm sorry, that's a crystal ball. I realize it. This is all hypothetical. But you put him in the SEC, and they don't make half of the Final Fours that they did.
Yeah, Michigan, Ohio State, and Wisconsin might thank them.
Come on, man. I just officially don't like that guy. I was on the fence. Now I officially don't like the guy. Come on, Dabo. Man. Just really. And look, I know the guy can coach. I know the guy can flat out coach. He can get the most out of his players. He does not recruit typically in the top three or four or five every year. But he's there. But again, he does not play the competition week in and week out that the SEC does, nor the Big Ten.
That's right.
And at times, even the Pac-12. It's a substantial – it's just not a good conference. It's not.
The ACC has never been a great conference.
It's a basketball conference.
Absolutely.
It's a basketball conference. Man, just – I don't know. That blows me away. All right, 247 report, moving on. And one thing about the news these days, when people break stories, when people have this, you can't trust it like you used to, because now anybody that's got a blog, anybody that's you can make national news just by saying something different. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
And so I am going to say what I'm about to say. I'm about to repeat what I read with an asterisk that I don't know who Ben Volen is. He's a Boston Globe guy.
Okay.
And why would a guy from the Boston Globe know what's going on down here in New Orleans? But he swears he has inside information that Sean Payton has all the intentions in the world of starting Taysom Hill at quarterback.
Interesting.
That it's not even a competition.
Really?
Going in.
Interesting.
Now, that is completely contradicted by Adam Sheen, who is an ESPN/CBS sports host, who has already thrown out there that his dark horse MVP. So he had an MVP pick, but then okay, who's your dark horse MVP? Somebody that nobody would dream that he thinks. He thinks it's Jameis Winston.
That'd be something.
That Jameis Winston, under Sean Payton's tutelage, with Alvin Kamara behind him, Michael Thomas to throw to, and boy, Tre'Quan Smith and some of those guys better keep getting better. But believes that he's a dark horse for the MVP. So I would be a bit shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if Payton's going in knowing, feeling that Jameis is flat out his quarterback. I wouldn't be shocked that it's a competition between the two. I would be shocked if Sean Payton is going in with Hill as his guy.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me too.
But again, I report that news with an asterisk. But this is a guy that works for the Boston Globe, that is employed by the Boston Globe. So I don't know.
I'd like to think the over and under in turnovers for Winston would be 12. Yeah.
I mean, he's a guy that throws 33 touchdown passes with 30 interceptions. That's his deal.
Yeah.
He's got to fix that. And I'm telling you, that is not easy to fix, because if you start telling a gunslinger who he is, that you cannot throw picks, that you will be taken off the field, he no longer becomes the guy he is. He no longer is the guy he is.
Yeah, he doesn't want to make a mistake now.
Yes. It changes everything. He has a certain mentality that got him the Heisman Trophy, okay, that I believe got Florida State a national championship. With Jimbo,
sure.
I thought so. I could be wrong.
I know Bobby Bowden won in 93 and 99.
Jimbo
sure
won one.
Yeah, it seemed like he did.
Jimbo won one. I'm pretty sure it's with Jameis. Could be wrong. But it's not easy just to tell the guy. Now, what you do, I guarantee you what Sean Payton has done. You break down film, you sit down with Jameis, and you look at all of his interceptions. And you say, why did this happen? Did this happen because you didn't see a guy? Did this happen because you didn't go through your progression? Did this happen because you're just trying to make a throw you can't make? Or did it sheer happen due to inaccuracy? And you break them down each way. And you figure out the ones that you can control. You figure out the ones that were just flat-out bad decisions. And you try to control what you can control. But gunslingers are going to throw picks. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. Dan Marino was going to throw his. Heck, Drew Brees had his share of interceptions. Drew Brees was not a guy that just didn't throw picks. Aaron Rodgers is a guy that really doesn't throw picks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Peyton
Manning threw his share. Brady throws his share.
2013.
Yeah, so Florida State wasn't
as they beat Oklahoma, it seemed like, or somewhere like that.
So, we're definitely going to continue to look closely at that and keep up with it. Very interesting going into the season. And, boy, if Sean Payton can win 10 games with this team, he deserves a Coach of the Year award.
Yeah, you're right about that. Something different. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yep. I think if he has a winning season, it's going to be awesome.
You know, the Saints, after when Drew Brees' first year, they went 7-9 two or three years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were just on the cusp.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Saints linebackers when we get back. Decent crew. You can't call it a strength. We've talked about Quan Alexander. We'll talk about him a little more, the possibility of him coming back. But we'll get to the Saints linebackers when we come back in a minute, right here after this word from our wonderful sponsors.
Make the easy drive to Arsenal Ford.
The blowout sale continues with 0% interest on all Explorers, Expeditions, and F-150s.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
United Fire and Safety is a locally owned oil field service company with over 20 years of experience in offshore safety, construction, and cleaning. UFS employs reliable, well-trained personnel. They're currently in need of qualified welders, fitters, superintendents, blasters, painters, and firewatch personnel. They offer competitive pay and benefits, including health insurance. For more information, call 337-376-6814. United Fire and Safety, taking pride in servicing the Gulf of Mexico.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind.
We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back. Saints linebackers. Another position that I don't know. I don't feel great about. So let's start at the mic. The middle linebacker, DeMario Davis. Without a doubt, the former Arkansas State player, round three, number 77 overall, actually picked by the Jets. He's the star of the crew. Was an all-pro. Again, not Pro Bowl, all-pro in 2019. You can definitely say this guy's probably the heart of the defense. Very vocal guy. Leader. I would assume to be a great locker room guy. And he's going to have to play well. Next to him at outside linebacker, you've got 2020 draft, third-round draft pick out of Wisconsin, Zach Bond. Was all Big Ten in 2019, also an All-American. But evidently, so I'm making an assumption here. But when you are an all-Big Ten player and an all-American, consensus all-American, and you go 74th overall, that means his measurables aren't quite what you want them to be. Okay, which sometimes are very important, sometimes not. Sometimes guys get away without having the measurables. Ricky Jackson, who was the second best defensive player on his college team,
That's
Hugh Green had the measurables. Ricky Jackson didn't. And Ricky Jackson, if you compare professional careers to Hugh Green, I mean, it's a joke.
Yes. And both are Mississippi.
Yes. But, you know, Hugh Green was a consensus All-American. Didn't, you know, so a lot of different ways of looking at that. So Zach Bond, hopefully he can overcome the measurables issue. Now, did not get a whole lot of PT last year. But look, he is penciled in as a starter. Moving to the other side, Pete Werner, rookie out of Ohio State.
They have him penciled in right now?
Have him penciled in.
Wow.
Second rounder, 60th overall. Honorable mention all Big Ten. This guy wasn't even an all Big Ten player. But again, there's something that the Saints like about this guy. And again, we see second, third, fourth, fifth undrafted guys all the time become great players. Quan Alexander, I would think if the Saints can work something out with him, the gentleman from Oxford, Alabama, former LSU player. I know the Saints have shown interest, and we'll see if they can work out a deal with him. The backups, you've got two undrafted guys, Andrew Dowell out of Michigan State, Chase Hansen out of Utah, and then a seventh-round pick in 2019, a former Vandal. Do you know who the Vandals are?
Idaho.
Idaho Vandals. Caden Ellis. Anytime the word Idaho is mentioned, I always have to mention the Kibbe Dome. I got to coach in some really cool venues in my very short college career.
Oh, okay.
I got to coach in Tiger Stadium.
Okay.
I got to coach in Oxford.
Okay.
At Ole Miss.
The Grove.
Got to coach at Berkeley.
Okay.
University of California.
All right.
The naked people in the trees.
Really?
Oh, yes, all around the stadium.
Jeez.
Guarding the trees. They have tree houses. There are naked people. Believe me, it's not the type of naked people you want to see.
I understand.
Okay, but they are naked people in the trees that man the trees 24 hours a day so that the trees cannot be cut down because Cal wants to expand. Or at least in 2007-08.
Okay.
Well, that was going on.
Their nakedness.
I'm trying to think. Fresno was a pretty cool place as well. But the absolute coolest, and it wasn't cool because it was cool. It was cool because it was uncool. The Kibbe Dome.
The Kibbe? K-I-B-B-E?
The Kibbe Dome in Idaho. It's the absolute worst. If there is a worse college football venue in the United States of America, I want to see it. First of all, it's got to be a dome, right? When you're in Idaho, you got to play in a dome.
Okay, yeah, with the weathers up there, the winter weathers, yeah.
The second it gets to be, mid-November, they're just engulfed with snow and horrible weather.
Would the punts hit the roof?
This Kibbe Dome is nothing more than LSU's indoor facility, okay, with bleachers.
With bleachers, not seats, bleachers.
Yes, we're going to call it bleachers. I think it seats 16,000. Yes.
Okay.
And I know when we played them, there wasn't more than 2,500 people there. It was the worst atmosphere ever.
Did they have heaters in the locker room?
So on one side of the Kibbe Dome, you do have the locker rooms and all this stuff. I think there's a weight room in there. But on the opposite side, there's one end zone. I want you to picture this. That you could score a touchdown, take five steps, walk out the door, hop in your car, and go home. I mean, it's the end of the facility on one side.
So it's like a horse.
I want to say it's the west side. It's a barn.
It's a
half sphere. You okay. Got me. Got the rounded top.
All right.
Barn.
Like I said, did the punts hit the roof?
No.
Okay.
It's high enough. Like I'd say, the LSU indoor, the UL indoor. It's basically just a big indoor facility that they made room for 16,000 fans.
Okay.
Oh, it's horrible. But I remember it better than I remember Cal, better than I remember Oxford.
Really?
Oh, it was so unique. It was so different. But again, I'm telling you, I remember I'm throwing routes to my running backs in that end zone, and I'm looking at the door, and I'm like, isn't our bus parked right there? Like, our bus is within spitting distance of me right now, and I'm standing in the end zone.
I got to go back to the crazy PP gal. Did the coaches in the press box binoculars get turned away every once in a while?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm telling you, it's not anything you – actually, Kenny Evans, who's now he coached in that Division II or III league in Oklahoma for a while. But Kenny was our linebackers coach at the time, and he's the one that came to get me and goes, hey, dude, come on, we need to go check this out. They say there's really people up in these trees. So I went up there.
I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah. And, yep, there's these people. up in the trees. And like I said, they guard the trees because Cal is landlocked.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the stadium's landlocked. It's built into, they might call it a hill. I call it a mountain.
Okay.
I don't know what the specific definition of a mountain is, but to me, it's just built into a mountain. It's right there in downtown Berkeley.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, right.
Power to the people.
Yeah. If you're going to San Francisco.
Berkeley's not that, well, Berkeley's a little ways from
yeah.
San Francisco.
Well, we were, I remember we stayed in Oakland.
Really?
I want to say we stayed in Oakland.
That's a possibility. Palo Alto and Berkeley aren't that far apart.
Yeah. Because I do remember when we were taking the bus ride to the game, the motorcycle cops get in front of us.
Okay.
And you look and it says CHP. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, Ponch and John from Chips are leading us to the game. I was so fired up. We got Eric Estrada and the other dude leading us to the game. Oh yeah. I do also remember the night before going to a restaurant with, we could take our wives to one game a year. Well, Conroy Hines chose to take his wife to that game. So I'm going with them and we're going to have a meal. Yeah, it's right there. Cause we saw Alcatraz that night. We didn't go to Alcatraz. So it's close. I'm telling you. Oh, that's close. It's there.
Pretty much.
And we were crossing this, it wasn't the bridge, but crossing one of the bridge. And South Louisiana guy, I was drinking a beer in the back seat, and Conroy was telling his San Francisco buddy that we were meeting, yeah, my buddy's back there having a cold in the back. He said, tell him to watch it. San Franciscoans, they have a vehicle to call in and turn you in if they see you with a beer in a vehicle. Like
really?
So there's like a not a 911, but
like
let's
somebody
say
somebody has their cell phone, well, using their cell phone driving.
They can call you in and rat on you.
Okay.
So I started laughing. I put my Louisiana Tech jacket over my head. I remember we ate at a seafood restaurant right there. We could see Alcatraz from where we were eating. And the food was horrible.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, you should be able to. Yeah.
Yeah. The food was horrible.
Yeah, San Francisco is closer to Berkeley than Palo Alto. Those are two big rivals, Stanford and Cal.
Yeah. All right. So I just want to remind everybody that I won't be in tomorrow. Tune in for the Hunting and Fishing Show at 7:15 with Ricky Watkins and Turbo. I've got Lee Kay coming up in a second with the Breakfast Club. Going to spin some tunes, talk some news, weather. The weather's beautiful right now. I do know that there's a chance for some afternoon showers this afternoon, but it does look like we're getting in a pretty good weather pattern, so I'm looking forward to that. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors who support us through thick and thin, Additive Solutions, Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Road Golf and Turf Club. I walked the back nine yesterday because I just knew it's a little wet. And what I'll do, I'll just grab a 7-iron and I'll just hit shots. When it dries up, the fairways at Cane Row are just going to be crazy good. The ball is sitting up in those fairways. It's like it's on a tee.
Do you bring one ball or two or three?
I typically put three in my pocket.
Okay.
I do put three in my
All
pocket
right.
just in case.
Just checking.
Hike, Minville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, United Fire and Safety, KK's Cafe, and Gator Outdoors. See you on Monday.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.